school shooting. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei-Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School.
They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron Michelle West. The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California, with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms.
United Way of Dane County is spearheading a fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. We have a link to the fundraiser at civicmedia.us. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Marquette scores a conference win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles began their Big East schedule with an 80-70 win over the Butler Bulldogs in Milwaukee. Cam Jones with 23 points. The Golden Eagles with just two turnovers. College football, the Badgers signed Ohio State wide receiver Jaden Ballard. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo named the new head coach of Sam Houston University. He'd been with that team before his time in Madison. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jordan Love, asked on the Rich Eisen Show, is he a better quarterback after backing up Aaron Rodgers those 3 years in Green Bay?
That's a good question. Who knows? I do believe for sure that having those 3 years, be able to sit behind a legend, Aaron Rodgers, and just watch him work and learn and pick his brain definitely helped me so much. And just be able to, you know, learn on the side and grow my game until, you know, I was truly ready. So many valuable lessons just be able to watch Aaron those 3 years.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As we reflect back on the year, we're grateful for the opportunity to serve you in 2024. Your local Edward Jones financial advisor, Clay Kanoki, thanks you for your partnership and looks forward to helping you meet your goals in 2025. From Clay Kanoki, may you have a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located on 23rd Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The holidays are here. The family is coming home and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season. And thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
Holiday parties are coming up quickly and time is running out. Take one stressor off your list and call El Cafe today, 715-887-2233. Order your homemade pies or cakes for your holiday gatherings and focus on your friends and family instead. Call 715-887-2233 to order a pie for every flavor of family and enjoy. Feliz Navidad to everyone. And thank you to the community for your support from everyone at El Cafe, wishing you and your families a cheerful and safe holiday.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle those coins all the way down to Gary's Coins in Wisconsin Rapids. Make your holiday even more jolly when you discover a hidden gem in your coin jar. And from everyone at Gary's Coins, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Bring the family down for breakfast with Santa at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them on December 21st from 10 to 1 for a breakfast buffet, Christmas cookies, a hot chocolate bar, and of course, the big guy himself.
Ho, ho, ho!
Make memories this holiday season and enjoy a great meal at the same time. Don't miss Breakfast with Santa, December 21st from 10 to 1 at the Elks Lodge, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations, cloudy with some flurries overnight and a low in the low 20s. Clearing for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for the weekend, a high near 20 Saturday and upper 20s Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
Hey, Santa. Hey, Santa.
Welcome to a special live episode of Community Stories. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. This show is an opportunity to hear voices from our community, and tonight we get to hear from our young listeners who want to call in with their Christmas wish lists for Santa. We're also simulcasting on both WFHR and WIRI tonight. Now is a good time to mention that we have a great lineup of sponsors for these shows. I want to thank the Elks Lodge, Elk Cafe, Pro Seamless, Gary's Coins, and Edward Jones for their generous sponsorship of our live Community Stories show this week. Now, this is a live call-in show, so we want to hear from you. Kids, the number to call is 715-424-2600. If you happened to be listening on Tuesday, you know we weren't able to get Santa for these special live shows this week, but I managed to book the next best person, his administrative elf, Miss Holly. She was so gracious to share not one, but two nights with us this week. At least I think we have her. Miss Holly, are you with us?
Absolutely. I think it's been at least 87 years since I was late for anything. Punctuality matters, kids.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Spelling is important, too. But fortunately for you, I get to do the spelling tonight. So just call up.
Oh, great. Well, we're about ready to invite the kids to call in. I know you don't need reminding, but just to remind you, the kids are calling in with their Christmas list for Santa.
Right. And I will be taking those lists and giving them to Santa.
How are you going to get them to him again?
Right, the tubes.
Yes. Ah. Oh, tell me about the tubes again. I find this fascinating.
So I'm going to write like this, right? I'm going to write the wish list on the piece of paper, and I'm going to fold it up like a paper airplane. I've been working on this for a long time. Yeah. You know, for a long time, I couldn't even make it to the tubes.
Really?
Anyway, so I will fold it up just so that it will go in the tubes, and it'll fly into the tubes, and it goes from here in my office straight down to Santa's workshop and falls right on his desk.
Whoa, just like that.
Just like that.
And then he gets to decide if they're on the naughty or nice list?
Hopefully he already knows. He's got a pretty good list down there. Yeah. I've been keeping up on it as good as I can.
Of course you have. You're the admin assistant.
Of course.
Well, thanks, Miss Holly. I'll let you get back to work until we get some callers.
Can't wait.
Again, kids, that number to call is 715-424-2600. I'll put you in contact with Miss Holly. She's on time. She's won every spelling bee she's ever entered, and she'll make sure everything on your list gets to Santa. So call up anytime during the show. In between callers, I'm going to tell you some Christmas stories. We'll have songs and poems to share. Now, when you call, if that line is busy, just try again in a couple minutes. Unfortunately, we can only take one caller at a time, but we want to hear from you. That number again is 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Well, while we're waiting for callers, let's listen to this lovely little poem called Santa Claus, read for you by our head of sales here at the stations, Ashley.
Santa Claus by Anon. He comes in the night, he comes in the night, he softly, silently comes, while the little brown heads on the pillows so white are dreaming of bugles and drums. He cuts through the snow like a ship through the foam, while the white flakes around him whirl. Who tells him I know not, but he findeth the home of each good little boy and girl. His sleigh it is, long and deep and wide. It will carry a host of things, while dozens of drums hang over the side, with the sticks sticking under the strings. And yet, not the sound of a drum is heard, not a bugle blast is blown, as he mounts to the chimney top like a bird, and drops to the hearth like a stone. The little red stockings he silently fills, till the stockings will hold no more. The bright little sleds of the great snow hills are quickly set down on the floor. Then Santa Claus mounts to the roof like a bird and glides to his seat in the sleigh. Not the sound of a bugle or drum is heard as he noiselessly gallops away. He rides to the east and he rides to the west. Of his goodies he touches not one. He eateth the crumbs of the Christmas feast when the dear little folks are done. Old Santa Claus doeth all he can. This beautiful mission is his. Then, children, be good to the little old man. when you find who the little man is.
You're listening to Community Stories Live, the special Elf Call Center show. Now, I hope you have your Christmas list handy, because we want to hear from you. That number to call is 715-424-2600, and you can talk with Miss Holly. Not only is she Santa's number one elf, she's known the big guy for a very, 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 very long time. She even knows what kind of cookies are his favorite, even down to the right texture.
I hate to break in.
Yeah.
You've got a great groove going on there, and I appreciate all the compliments, but you should really be careful about how you refer to Santa.
What do you mean?
Well, he's used to being called by a lot of different names, but there's one he's not really keen on.
Oh?
Yeah. I know on all the Christmas cards and drawings, you see him as, let's say, larger-than-life figure. I suppose he even looks that way in some newfangled motion picture things. What do you call them?
Movies? Oh, wait, we got a caller. Let's take our caller.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Anders.
Anders! I'm going to hand you over to Miss Holly. Miss Holly, we got Anders on the phone.
Hi, Anders!
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Well, sort of.
Sort of.
I think I might have a stomach bug or something like that.
Oh, dear. Well, stay hydrated. Do you have any items on your wish list you would like me to give to Santa?
I guess I could take, besides my new tablet that I want, I also want a new Chromebook.
A new Chromebook. Okay, so I'm going to tablet or Chromebook.
Yeah. One of those two.
Okay, so what I'm going to write down here.
Both.
Oh, both. I'm going to write down antacids. I'm going to write down a tablet. And I'm going to write down a Chromebook for Anders, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything else you want me to tell Santa?
Not really.
Okay, have a very Merry Christmas, Anders. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was great, Miss Holly. Now you were talking about motion pictures. Those are called movies.
Right. Okay. We weren't talking about the movies. What we were talking about... Well, he's actually not all that larger than life.
You mean big?
Oh, I didn't even want to say it. But that's the one he's not too fond of. He's got to fit down those chimneys, you know, so if you're still hoping to get that microwave, maybe cool it with the references to his stature.
Oh, you're right, Miss Holly. I'm so sorry, Santa. I wouldn't do that to anyone else. I'm not even sure why I said it.
That's okay. I'll make sure to write that down here, too, because remember, kids, if you say sorry, that goes in the tubes, too.
Oh, good. Well, she's Santa's number one elf, ladies and gentlemen, and she'll keep you on your toes and put a smile on your face while she's doing it. Now, Miss Holly, we make sure to get your Christmas wish list directly to Santa without delay. Just call up, just like Anders did, 715-424-2600, or you can call through the free Civic Media app. Now, while we're waiting for your calls, we're going to share a wonderful Christmas story with you called The Legend of the Christmas Tree. Now, I'll be reading this story live, so you can feel free to call up at any point, and we'll pause the story to let you get in touch with Miss Holly. I don't want to miss out on any of these important lists to Santa, so that number to call is 715-424-2600. Here is The Legend of the Christmas Tree. Most children have seen a Christmas tree, and many know that the pretty and pleasant custom of hanging gifts on its boughs comes from Germany. But perhaps few have heard or read the story that is told to little German children respecting the origin of this custom. The story is called The Little Stranger and runs thus. In a small cottage on the borders of a forest lived a poor laborer who gained a scanty living by cutting wood. He had a wife and two children who helped him in his work. The boy's name was Valentine, and the girl's name was Mary. They were obedient, good children, and a great comfort to their parents. One winter evening, this happy little family were sitting quietly around the hearth, the snow and the wind raging outside while they ate their supper of dry bread, when a gentle tap was heard on the window, and a childish voice cried from without, "Oh, pray, let me in! I'm a poor little child with nothing to eat and no home to go to, and I shall die of cold and hunger unless you let me in."
Valentine and Mary jumped up from the table and ran to open the door, saying, "Come in, poor little child. We have not much to give you, but whatever we have, we'll share with you." The stranger child came in and warmed his frozen hands and feet at the fire, and the children gave him the best they had to eat, saying, "You must be tired, too, poor child. Lie down on our bed, and we can sleep on the bench for one night." Then said the little stranger child, "Thank God for all your kindness to me." So they took their little guest into their sleeping room, laid him on the bed, covered him over, and said to each other, "How thankful we ought to be. We have warm rooms and a cozy bed, while this poor child has only heaven for his roof and the cold earth for his sleeping place." When their father and mother went to bed, Mary and Valentine lay quite contentedly on the bench near the fire, saying, before they fell asleep, "The stranger child would be so happy tonight in his warm bed." These kind children had not slept many hours before Mary awoke and softly whispered to her brother, "Valentine, dear, wake and listen to the sweet music under the window." Then Valentine rubbed his eyes and listened. It was sweet music indeed, and sounded like beautiful voices singing to the tones of a harp. "O holy child, we greet thee, bringing sweet strains of harp to aid our singing. O thou holy child, in peace art sleeping, while we our watch without are keeping. Blessed be the house wherein you liest, happiest on earth, to heaven the highest." The children listened, while a solemn joy filled their hearts. Then they softly stepped to the window to see who might be without. In the east was a streak of rosy dawn, and in its light they saw a group of children standing before the house, clothed in silver garments, holding golden harps in their hands. Amazed at the sight, the children were still gazing out of the window when a light tap caused them to turn around. There stood the stranger child before them, clad in a golden dress and a gleaming radiance around his curling hair. "I am the little Christ child," he said, "who wanders through the world bringing peace and happiness to good children. You took me in and cared for me when you thought me a poor child, and now you shall have my blessing for what you have done." A fir tree grew near the house, and from this he broke a twig, which he planted in the ground, saying, "This twig shall become a tree, and shall bring forth fruit year by year for you." No sooner had he done this than he vanished, and with him the little choir of angels. But the fir branch grew and became a Christmas tree, and on the branches hung golden apples and silver nuts every Christmastide. Such is the story told to German children concerning their beautiful Christmas trees, though we know that the real little Christ child can never be wandering, cold or homeless, again in our world, inasmuch as he is safe in heaven by his Father's side. Yet we may gather from this story the same truth which the Bible plainly tells us, that anyone who helps someone in distress, it will be counted unto him as if he had indeed done it unto Christ himself. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Now we're going to take a moment to hear from our fantastic sponsors for this live show. Be ready to call up when we get back, and we'll be right after this.
Bring the family down for breakfast with Santa at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them on December 21st from 10 to 1 for a breakfast buffet, Christmas cookies, a hot chocolate bar, and of course, the big guy himself.
Ho, ho, ho!
Make memories this holiday season and enjoy a great meal at the same time. Don't miss Breakfast with Santa, December 21st from 10 to 1 at the Elks Lodge, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle those coins all the way down to Gary's Coins in Wisconsin Rapids. Make your holiday even more jolly when you discover a hidden gem in your coin jar. And from everyone at Gary's Coins, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Holiday parties are coming up quickly, and time is running out. Take one stressor off your list and call El Cafe today, 715-887-2233. Order your homemade pies or cakes for your holiday gatherings and focus on your friends and family instead. Call 715-887-2233 to order a pie for every flavor of family and enjoy. Feliz Navidad to everyone, and thank you to the community for your support from everyone at El Cafe, wishing you and your families a cheerful and safe holiday.
The holidays are here. The family is coming home, and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season, and thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
As we reflect back on the year, we're grateful for the opportunity to serve you in 2024. Your local Edward Jones financial advisor, Clay Kanoki, thanks you for your partnership and looks forward to helping you meet your goals in 2025. From Clay Kanoki, may you have a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located on 23rd Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations. Cloudy with some flurries overnight and a low in the low 20s. Clearing for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for the weekend, a high near 20 Saturday and upper 20 Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
Hey, Santa. Hey, Santa.
Welcome back to this live episode of Community Stories. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. This special show tonight is our Elf Call Center, and we have extra special guests. You! That's right, the lines are open for you to call in with your Christmas wish list for Santa. Just call up at 715-424-2600 or through the free Civic Media app. While we're waiting, let's check in with Miss Holly again and see if there's any chance the elves have started on my new microwave. Calling Miss Holly? Miss Holly, are you there?
Where else would I be? Someone's got to keep these elves on task.
Excellent. I just wanted to check with you. Is there any chance they're working on a microwave for me?
Oh, well, see, you know how I told you this was the first microwave we've ever delivered?
Yeah.
They don't have any instructions for one. They've never built one before. They weren't expecting it. So what I actually did is originally I sent Twinkle out, but Sprinkle had to go with him. And when you have the two together, you have to have Steve. So the three of them actually ran to the nearest store to buy you a microwave. Do you have any special features you want?
Well, I need an American plug because I know that the European ones are different. So that's probably
a smart addition. Yeah.
Otherwise, I need an adapter.
Sure. I'll send that to them on their pagers.
Oh, they have pagers?
Yeah. We found that the pagers are safer with the elves.
Safer than
a phone.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Good. Let them know what
will do.
Okay, thanks. See, kids, it's that easy. Now, if you've been good boys and girls this year and you say you're sorry when you've done something wrong, you can still be on Santa's nice list and perhaps get what you wish for this year. And while you're deciding on what you want to ask for, let's listen to this wonderful Christmas tune, Frosty the Snowman.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman, it's a fairy tale they say. He was made of snow and ice but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Frosty go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump.
Over the hills of snow, Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
Christmas songs have so much imagination to them. You know, I would love to see a snowman I made come to life. Now that we have some snow, I'm looking forward to building one myself. How about you? Have you built any snow forts or snow people yet? Call us up and let us know. That number is 715-424-2600. Miss Holly is ready to take your calls and make sure those lists get directly to Santa. Now, in honor of the season, here's another wonderful Christmas poem called The Song of the Holly, read for you by James Maloff.
Song of the Holly, William Shakespeare. Blow, blow, thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. Thy tooth is not so keen, because thou art not seen. Although thy breath be rude, hi-ho, sing hi-ho unto the green holly. Most friendship feigning, most loving mere folly. Then hi-ho, the holly, this life is most jolly. Freeze, freeze, thou bitter sky, thou dost not bite so nigh as benefits forgot. Though thou the winter's warp, thy sting is not so sharp as friends remember not. Hi-ho, sing hi-ho unto the green holly. Most friendship is feigning, most loving mere folly. Then hi-ho, the holly, this life most jolly.
What a great little poem to help us get in the spirit of the season. That's the first time I've heard a Christmas poem written by William Shakespeare. Have you heard that poem before, Miss Holly?
Oh, yeah. I bet I've kind of heard them all. I've been around long enough. Bill wasn't such a bad guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Well, I only met him a couple of times. He's a nice enough guy.
Okay. Interesting writer.
Well, yes. Santa seems to really like it, and so did Mr. Jangles.
oh, I suppose.
They were both very big fans, and so when Bill was still around, he did visit us a time or two. Santa actually helped him write that one.
Really?
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Oh, that would have been a joy to see. We need to make that movie.
Well, you gotta talk to Santa about that one. To my understanding, some of that story's not for any audience at all.
Oh, all right.
I'm not going to ask the details.
Well, then neither am I. If you don't want to know, Miss Holly, I think we're good.
That's the idea.
Okay. Well, this is Melissa Kay, and that's Miss Holly, and you're listening to a special live episode of Community Stories. We're inviting kids to call in right now, or grown-ups, maybe. I mean, I've got my wish list in. Maybe you need to get yours in, too. That number is 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Now we have Santa's number one elf, Miss Holly, as you've heard, ready to take your phone calls and get those lists to Santa. Don't be timid. Just call up 715-424-2600. Maybe you've already sent in a wish list, but do you have anything to add? Because it's really not too late. Miss Holly has the elves ready to set to work on those special toys, don't you, Miss Holly?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Well, let's hear another Christmas song while we're waiting for more calls. We've already got a bunch of snow, but let's hear a song about the weather. Here's Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, let's go. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let
it snow. I know that some of you are excited about that snow out there. You know, besides having to shovel it, I'm excited too. There's just something about snow that really puts me in the Christmas spirit. Well, we need to check in with our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to take your calls. Get your dialing fingers ready. That number is 715-424-2600, right after this. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
Wisconsin has plenty to offer at its state parks. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're still looking for a gift idea, how about the gift of being able to explore Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge.
One great idea is purchasing a state park admission sticker for those outdoor lovers in your life. You know, you're going to provide them with 12 months of access to all the state parks and state forests. And next year actually marks the 125th anniversary of the state park system too. So visitors, they can expect a wide array of events at all the state parks that are celebrating this important milestone. Really making that vehicle admission sticker an even greater gift.
You can buy a state park admission sticker at the Wisconsin DNR website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The ice on Ripple Creek Skating Park in Port Edwards is frozen, and the skate pond opened on Wednesday. They'll have skating hours from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, as long as the ice is safe. The Village Municipal Building in Port Edwards will be closed next week on Tuesday, December 24th and Wednesday, December 25th for Christmas. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The holidays are here. The family is coming home, and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season. And thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
Holiday parties are coming up quickly, and time is running out. Take one stressor off your list and call El Cafe today, 715-887-2233. Order your homemade pies or cakes for your holiday gatherings and focus on your friends and family instead. Call 715-887-2233 to order a pie for every flavor of family and enjoy. Feliz Navidad to everyone, and thank you to the community for your support from everyone at El Cafe, wishing you and your families a cheerful and safe holiday.
As we reflect back on the year, we're grateful for the opportunity to serve you in 2024. Your local Edward Jones financial advisor, Clay Kanoki, thanks you for your partnership and looks forward to helping you meet your goals in 2025. From Clay Kanoki, may you have a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located on 23rd Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle those coins all the way down to Gary's Coins in Wisconsin Rapids. Make your holiday even more jolly when you discover a hidden gem in your coin jar. And from everyone at Gary's Coins, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Bring the family down for breakfast with Santa at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them on December 21st from 10 to 1 for a breakfast buffet, Christmas cookies, a hot chocolate bar, and of course, the big guy himself.
Ho, ho, ho!
Make memories this holiday season and enjoy a great meal at the same time. Don't miss Breakfast with Santa, December 21st from 10 to 1 at the Elks Lodge, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations, cloudy with some flurries overnight and a low in the low 20s. Clearing for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for the weekend, a high near 20 Saturday and upper 20 Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
Hey, Santa. Hey, Santa.
Welcome back to Community Stories on WFHR. And tonight, also on WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay, and we're here to take your phone calls from the youngsters. That's right, we want to hear from you with your Christmas wish lists. The number to call is 715-424-2600. I'd quickly like to thank our sponsors, the Elks Lodge, Elk Cafe, Pro Seamless, Gary's Coins, and Edward Jones for helping us put on this program. The support of our great local businesses means we can bring you local programming like this and our other locally produced shows here on WFHR and WIRI. And quickly, I want to tell you about Breakfast with Santa with the Elks Lodge, which is happening this Saturday, December 21st, at the Elks Lodge there on West Jackson Street from 10 to 1. They have a delicious breakfast menu that also includes mac and cheese. I mean, who doesn't like mac and cheese for breakfast? But let's see what Miss Holly thinks about that. Miss Holly, are you there? Hello?
Hi. You know, I keep hearing you say the youngsters have to call in. And, you know, I think it's funny because y'all are youngsters to me.
I suppose so. Would it be rude if I asked how old you are, Miss Holly?
Well, no, but I can't really answer that because I stopped counting about a century ago or so.
Oh. Okay. Well, you're right. Young or old, we can all enjoy Christmas. Now, if you've got a gift you need to ask Santa for, just call up. That number is 715-424-2600, and Miss Holly will jot down every item on your list and get them to Santa. Now, since Santa couldn't be here tonight to take your calls, he sent me this special story to share with all of you. And here's the story called Keeping Christmas.
Keeping Christmas by Henry Van Dyke. It is a good thing to observe Christmas Day, the mere marking of times and seasons. When men agree to stop work and make merry together, is a wise and wholesome custom. It helps one feel the supremacy of the common life over the individual life. It reminds a man to set his own little watch now and then by the great clock of humanity, which runs on suntime. But there is a better thing than the observance of Christmas Day. And that is keeping Christmas. Are you willing to forget what you have done for other people and to remember what other people have done for you? To ignore what the world owes you and to think what you owe the world? To put your rights in the background and your duties in the middle distance and your chances to do a little more than your duty in the foreground? To see that your fellow men are just as real as you are and try to look behind their faces to their hearts, hungry for joy, own that probably the only good reason for your existence is not what you're going to get out of life, but what you're going to give to life. To close your book of complaints against the management of the universe and look around you for a place where you can sow a few seeds of happiness. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to stoop down and consider the needs and the desires of little children? To remember the weakness and the loneliness of people who are growing old. to stop asking how much your friends love you and ask yourself whether you love them enough, to bear in mind the things that other people have to bear in their hearts, to try to understand what those who live in the same house with you really want without waiting for them to tell you, to trim your lamp so that it will give more light and less smoke, and to carry it in front so that your shadow will fall behind you, to make a grave for your ugly thoughts and a garden for your kindly feelings, with the gate open. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to believe that love is the strongest thing in the world, stronger than hate, stronger than evil, stronger than death, and that the blessed life which began in Bethlehem 1900 years ago is the image and brightness of the eternal love? Then you can keep Christmas. And if you keep it for a day, why not always?
Well, that's a great reminder. Christmas isn't just about presents, but that is part of our focus tonight. So do you have those wish lists ready? Just call up 715-424-2600 and you can tell Miss Holly what you want this year. It's easy and she's nice, even when you ask her how old she is. Well, if you're not ready yet, we could listen to another Christmas song. Let's hear Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Parties are the best, but if you're not at a party right now, we want to hear from you. While we're waiting, I'm going to read another story called Little Girl's Christmas, but feel free to call up and interrupt me, because we do want to get your Christmas wish list. That number is 715-424-2600. But here's Little Girl's Christmas by Winifred E. Lincoln. It was Christmas Eve, and Little Girl had just hung up her stocking by the fireplace, right where it would be all ready for Santa when he slipped down the chimney. She knew he was coming because, well, because it was Christmas Eve, and because he had always come to leave gifts for her on all the other Christmas Eves that she could remember, and because she had seen his pictures everywhere downtown that afternoon when she was out with Mother. Still, she wasn't just satisfied. Way down in her heart, she was a little uncertain, you see. When you've never really and truly seen a person with your very own eyes, it's hard to feel as if you exactly believe in him, even though that person has always left beautiful gifts for you every time he's come around. "Oh, he'll come," said the little girl. "I just know he'll be here before morning, but somehow I wish..." "Well, what do you wish?" said a tiny voice close by her, so close that little girl fairly jumped when she heard it. "Why, I wish I could see Santa myself. I'd just like to go and see his house and his workshop and ride in his sleigh and know Mrs. Santa. It would be so much fun, and then I'd know for sure. Well, why don't you go then? Said Tiny Voice. It's easy enough. Just try on these shoes, and take this light in your hand, and you'll find your way all right. So Little Girl looked down on the hearth, and there were two cunning little shoes side by side, and a little spark of light close to them, just as if they were all made out of one of the glowing coals of the wood fire. Such cunning shoes they were. Little Girl could hardly wait to pull off her slippers and try them on. They looked as if they were too small, but they weren't. They fitted exactly right. And just as Little Girl had put them both on and taken the light in her hand, along came a little breath of wind, and away she went up the chimney, along with ever so many other little sparks, past the soot fairies and out into the open air, where Jack Frost and the starbeams were all busy at work making the world look pretty for Christmas. Away went Little Girl, two shoes, bright light and all, higher and higher, until she looked like a wee bit of a star up in the sky. It was the funniest thing, but she seemed to know the way perfectly and didn't have to stop to make inquiries anywhere. You see, it was a straight road all the way, and when one doesn't have to think about turning to the right or the left, it makes things much easier. Pretty soon, Little Girl noticed that there was a bright light all around her. Oh, a very bright light. And right away, something down in her heart began to make her feel very happy indeed. She didn't know that the Christmas spirits and the little Christmas fairies were all around her and even right beside her, because she couldn't see a single one of them, even though her eyes were very bright and could usually see a great deal. But that was just it, and Little Girl felt as if she wanted to laugh and sing and be glad. It made her remember the sick boy who lived next door, and she said to herself that she would carry him one of her prettiest picture books in the morning so that he would have something to make him happy all day. By and by, when the bright light all around her had grown very much brighter, Little Girl saw a path right in front of her, all straight and trim, leading up to a hill, to a big, big house with ever, ever so many windows in it. When she had gone just a bit nearer, she saw candles in every window, red and green and yellow ones, and every one burning brightly. So Little Girl knew right away that these were Christmas candles to light her on her journey and make the way dear for her. And something told her that this was Santa's house, and that pretty soon she would perhaps see Santa himself. Just as she neared the steps, and before she possibly could have had time to ring the bell, the door opened of itself, as wide as could be. And there stood, not Santa himself, don't think it, but a funny little man with slender little legs and a roly-poly stomach, which shook every now and then when he laughed. You would have known right away, just as Little Girl knew, that he was a very happy little man. And you would have guessed right away, too, that the reason he was so roly-poly was because he laughed and chuckled and smiled all the time. For it's only sour cross folks who are thin and skimpy. Quick as a wink, he pulled off his little peaked red cap, smiled the broadest kind of smile, and said, "Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Come in! Come in!" So in went Little Girl, holding fast to Little Man's hand. And when she was really inside, there was the jolliest, reddest fire of all, glowing and snapping. And there were Little Man and all his brothers and sisters, who said their names were "Merry Christmas!" and "Good Cheer!" and ever so many other jolly-sounding things. And there was such a lot of them that Little Girl just knew she could never count them, no matter how long she tried. All around her were bundles and boxes and piles of toys and games, and Little Girl knew that these were all ready and waiting to be loaded into Santa's big sleigh for his reindeer to whirl them away over cloud tops and snowdrifts to the little people down below who had left their stockings all ready for him. Pretty soon, all the little Good Cheer brothers began to hurry and bustle and carry out the bundles as fast as they could to the steps where Little Girl could hear the jingling bells and the stamping of boots and hoofs. So Little Girl picked up some bundles and skipped along too, for she wanted to help a bit herself. It's no fun whatever at Christmas unless you can help, you know. And there in the yard stood the biggest sleigh that Little Girl had ever seen. And the reindeer were all stamping and prancing and jingling the bells on their harnesses because they were so eager to be on their way to the earth once more. She could hardly wait for Santa to come. And just as she began to wonder where he was, the door opened again, and out came a whole forest of Christmas trees. At least it looked just as if a whole forest had started out for a walk somewhere. But at a second glance showed little girl that there were thousands of Christmas sprites, and that each one carried a tree or a big Christmas wreath on his back. Behind them all, she could hear someone laughing loudly and talking in a big, jovial voice that sounded as if he were good friends with the whole world. And straight away, she knew that Santa himself was coming. Little girl's heart went pit-a-pat for a minute while she wondered if Santa would notice her. But she didn't have to wonder long, for he spied her at once and said, "Bless my soul, who's this? And where did you come from?" Little girl thought perhaps she might be afraid to answer him, but she wasn't one bit afraid. You see, he had such a kind little twinkle in his eyes that she felt happy right away as she replied, "Oh, I'm little girl, and I wanted so much to see Santa that I just came, and here I am." "Ho, ho, ho, ho," laughed Santa, "and here you are. Wanted to see Santa, did you? And so you came. Now that's very nice, and it's too bad I'm in such a hurry, for we should like nothing better than to show you about and give you a real good time. But you see, it's 11:45 now, and I must be on my way at once, else I'll never reach that first chimney top by midnight. I'd call Mrs. Santa and ask her to get you some supper, but she is busy finishing doll's clothes, which must be done before morning, and I'd guess we'd better not bother her. Is there anything that you would like, little girl?" And good old Santa put his big warm hand on little girl's curls, and she felt its warmth and kindness clear down to her very heart. You see, my dears, that even though Santa was in such a great hurry, he wasn't too busy to stop and make someone happy for a minute, even if that someone was no bigger than little girl. So she smiled back into Santa's face and said, "Oh, Santa, if I could only ride down to Earth with you behind those splendid reindeer, I'd love to go. Wouldn't you please take me? I'm so small that I won't take up much space on the seat, and I'll keep very still, and I will not bother anyone one bit." And Santa laughed such a big laugh, big and loud and rollicking, and he said, "Wants a ride, does she? Well, well, shall we take her, little elves? Shall we take her, little fairies? Shall we take her, good reindeer?" And all the little elves hopped and skipped and brought little girl a sprig of holly, and all the fairies bowed and smiled and brought her a bit of mistletoe, and all the good reindeers jingled their bells loudly, which meant, "Oh, yes, let's take her. She's a good little girl. Let her ride." And before little girl could even think, she found herself all tucked up in a big fur robe beside Santa, and away they went, right out into the air, over the clouds, through the Milky Way, and right under the very big handle of the Big Dipper. On, toward the Earthland, whose lights little girl began to see twinkling down below her. Presently she felt the runners scrape upon something, and she knew they must be on someone's rooftop, and that Santa would slip down someone's chimney in a minute. How she wanted to go, too. You see, if you had never been down a chimney and seen Santa fill up the stockings, you would want to go quite as much as little girl did, now wouldn't you? So just as little girl was wishing as hard as she could ever wish, she heard a tiny voice say, "Hold tight to his arm, hold tight to his arm." So she held Santa's arm tight and close, and he shouldered his pack, never thinking that it was heavier than usual, and with a bound and a slide, there they were, Santa, little girl, pack and all, right in the middle of her room, where there was a fireplace and stockings all hung up for Santa to fill. Just then, Santa noticed little girl. He had forgotten about her for a minute, and he was very much surprised to see that she had come too. "Bless my soul," he said. "Where did you come from, little girl? And how in the world can we both get back up that chimney again? It's easy enough to slide down, but it's quite another thing to climb back up again." And Santa looked real worried. But little girl was beginning to feel very tired by this time, for she had had a very exciting evening. So she said, "Oh, never mind me, Santa. I've had such a good time, I'd just as soon stay here a while as not. I believe I'll curl up on this hearthrug a few minutes and have a little nap, for it looks as warm and cozy as our own hearthrug at home. And why, is it our own hearth? And it's my nursery, for there is Teddy Bear in his chair, where I leave him every night, and there's Bunny Cat curled up on his cushion in the corner." And little girls turned to thank Santa and say goodbye to him. But either he had gone very quickly, or else she had fallen asleep very quickly, which she could never tell which, for the next thing she knew, Daddy was holding her in his arms and saying, "What's my little girl doing here? She must go to bed, for it's Christmas Eve, and old Santa won't come if he thinks there's any little folks about." But little girl knew better than that, and when she began to tell him about it, and how the Christmas fairies had welcomed her, and how Santa had given her such a fine ride, Daddy laughed and laughed and said, "You've been dreaming, little girl, you've been dreaming." But little girl knew better than that, too, for there on the hearth was the little black coal which had given her two shoes and bright light, and tight in her hand she held a holly berry, which one of the Christmas sprites had placed there. More than all that, she was there on the hearth rug herself, just as Santa had left her, and that was the best proof of all. The trouble was, Daddy himself had never been little girl, so he couldn't tell anything about it, but we know she hadn't been dreaming, now don't we, my dears? Well, we're going to take a little pause here, and just for a moment to hear from our fantastic sponsors for this live show. We'll be right back after this.
Bring the family down for breakfast with Santa at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them on December 21st from 10 to 1 for a breakfast buffet, Christmas cookies, a hot chocolate bar, and of course, the big guy himself.
Ho, ho, ho!
Make memories this holiday season and enjoy a great meal at the same time. Don't miss Breakfast with Santa, December 21st from 10 to 1 at the Elks Lodge, 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas.
The holidays are here. The family is coming home, and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season, and thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
As we reflect back on the year, we're grateful for the opportunity to serve you in 2024. Your local Edward Jones financial advisor, Clay Kanoki, thanks you for your partnership and looks forward to helping you meet your goals in 2025. From Clay Kanoki, may you have a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located on 23rd Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle those coins all the way down to Gary's Coins in Wisconsin Rapids. Make your holiday even more jolly when you discover a hidden gem in your coin jar. And from everyone at Gary's Coins, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Holiday parties are coming up quickly, and time is running out. Take one stressor off your list and call El Cafe today, 715-887-2233. Order your homemade pies or cakes for your holiday gatherings and focus on your friends and family instead. Call 715-887-2233 to order a pie for every flavor of family and enjoy. Feliz Navidad to everyone, and thank you to the community for your support from everyone at El Cafe, wishing you and your families a cheerful and safe holiday.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations. Cloudy with some flurries overnight and a low in the low 20s. Clearing for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for the weekend, a high near 20 Saturday and upper 20 Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
Welcome back. This is Melissa Kay, and you've been listening to Community Stories on WFHR and WIRI, our special live elf call center. This is your last chance, kiddos. Call up with those special Christmas wish lists. That number again is 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with Miss Holly. Miss Holly, are you there?
I am, yes. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been fun having you here these two nights. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yes, and I hope you ask me next year. I can't wait.
Oh, good. We didn't get you behind on your workload, did we? I mean, Christmas is, like, next week.
Oh, no. All that coffee I've been giving the reindeer, they've been catching up on my missed work. Don't worry about it.
How do they do that with their hooves?
Elf magic.
Of course. I should have known. How silly of me.
Naturally.
Well, thank you for joining us this year, Miss Holly. It's been a pleasure to have you. And yeah, I think we'll do this again next year and hopefully have you back.
Oh, hooray.
Well, I definitely want to thank our callers, and I want to thank Ashley for doing all of this. I want to thank Seth for all of his production. I do especially want to thank James Maloff for working the board tonight for this special show. This is another late night for him, and believe me, we all appreciate it. There is no way our show tonight would have sounded this good without him. Thank you, James. We do want to thank our sponsors, the Elks Lodge, El Cafe, Pro Seamless, Gary's Coins, and Edward Jones for sponsoring these special live shows. Thank you for joining us for this live edition of Community Stories, the Elf Call Center, and getting your Christmas wish list to Santa on time. I hope you have a safe and happy holiday season. I'm Melissa Kay, and we'll talk to you next time on Community Stories, where you will hear more stories from our community.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill came up with another funding bill, but it's far from a done deal. The Democrats take...
Extreme MAGA Republicans are driving us to a government shutdown.
Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Leader Jeffries poured cold water on this plan, calling it the Musk-Johnson proposal. Of course, Elon Musk has played a pretty outsized role here.
Natalie Brand has more.
The latest funding fight also has some Republicans raising questions about Mike Johnson's future as House Speaker. The new Congress will vote for House Speaker January 3rd.
The White House just released a statement saying the new bill paves the way for tax breaks for billionaires. The only criminal case left against Donald Trump is in doubt now after the DA in Fulton County, Georgia, was removed. Reporter Caitlin Huey Burns in West Palm Beach with the Trump team.
There's no question they take this as a big political victory.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.